Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Pastor Linda. Sorry, I kind of stepped away from my phone, so I'm sorry if there was dead silence. But you are what you're listening to. Lunch with Pastor Linda, and listen, today I want to talk about moving forward. It seems to me that there are a lot of people that get stuck, and when you get stuck, it's hard for you to move forward. It's hard for you to forget what has happened, what you've gone through, to get past it. And a lot of people tell you, and I'm not an advocate of this, but a lot of people, when you've had devastating situations in your life, you've had, whether it was rape, molestation, domestic violence, just loss of a home, loss of a loved one, whatever it may be that has come into your life. Many people, after, a few months, maybe some years, will get a little callous and they'll say, well, just get over it. That happened so many years ago. That happened, it's over, it's done with, just get over it. And their intention is to help you see that you can't stay where you are. And I get that. But I think get over it is such a harsh way of saying something, especially when something causes emotional trauma, emotional baggage, and there's a process to work out of that. And so I don't tell people to get over anything. I tell them to get through it, because you have to work yourself through it. You have to get to a point where you're willing to let it go. You're willing to understand why it had to happen in your life so you can move forward, because that acceptance is what happens, and that allows you to move forward. You have to accept that this thing has happened to you. You have to accept the lesson that you have to learn, whether you were at fault or not. I think that sometimes we think because the situation was out of our control, we can't learn anything from it. But like I said, when I first came on Blog Talk back in 2007, I said that many things that I had went through in my life, it taught me to be tenacious. It taught me to be resilient. It taught me to be a fighter. It taught me, and I'm not talking about a fighter in a bad way, I'm talking about a fighter in a good way, to not give up and to see that I had more strength in me than I even thought I had, because I was able to come through that. And not only that, but that I'm protected by God. I'm protected and loved and cherished by Him. And so things could have gotten a lot worse than they did, but He shielded me. He protected me. And so once you start to embrace that, it took me a while to get there. I'm not going to lie. It took me a while to get there. But once I really started working the process and really trying to heal, these things, I was able to see what I was able to pull out of it, not just the tragedy, not just the hard thing, but I was able to see how I was able to grow. And not saying that if these things hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't have been able to grow in the same way, but I don't think I would have grown as fast as I had to grow in order to survive. And so I think that sometimes we look at bad situations and we see the bad, but I want to teach you how to look at those bad situations and see what good came out of it, because something good has got to come out of it, or the Bible would be a lie. The Bible says all things work together, not just the good things, but all things, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, all things work together for the good of them that are called according to His purpose and that love Him, and meaning love God. And so I just think that if you love God and you're called according to His purpose, everything in your life has a legitimate way of catapulting you into good stuff. And so we have to realize that. But moving forward means that we have to be willing to embrace that ugliness, embrace it, not say that it was okay, never say that it was okay, but to embrace it and say, what good came out of this? Why? How am I a better person because of this? And some people might say, well, that sounds just as callous as get over it. But it's not. It's a really healing movement. It's a really healing motion that takes the power out of another's hands and puts it back in your hands. The power that was stripped away from you, the power that was snatched from you, all of that power comes back to you when you say, you know what, I choose not to be a victim, but I choose to see what good can come out of this. How can I help somebody else avoid this tragedy? How can I help somebody else heal from this tragedy? How can I become a better person and not be a statistic? Because, you know, when they say when you go through abuse, if you've been abused, then you become an abuser. And so how do we stop that? How do we stop that will from turning in our lives? How do we take control of our lives? How do we surrender our lives to God and let God do what he wants to do on our behalf in our lives? Because there is a reason why we went through what we went through. I don't want to say we were selected for it, but there is a reason why it was us and not someone else. I know so many people that have gone through things worse than me, and I have gone through things just at the same evil level as me, and I've known people that have not gone through as much as me, and they've lost their mind. They've committed suicide. They've done something damaging to themselves, and I thank God that, you know, I had the fortitude to withstand. I had the fortitude to make it through to the other side. And not only that, but I had the willing heart to want to learn and to grow and to become what it is that I'm supposed to become. So when people come in contact with me, I'm adding value to their lives and not becoming something that's taken away from them. And so I want you to embrace the heartache, embrace the things that have gone wrong in your life, embrace them, whether it was your fault or not. Embrace them and ask yourself, what treasure can I take out of this situation? What good can I add to my life that I'm able to give to someone else? And like I said, had I not gone through the things that I've gone through, I may not be as resilient as I am now. I may not be as tenacious as I am now. I might not be able to go through some hard things in life and come out on the other side only because I know that it's worth fighting for. And so there are so many things that can absolutely change who we are and what we are. We would just embrace the bad things that have happened and not say that they don't mean anything, not saying that they weren't traumatic, not saying that the person that did it shouldn't be punished. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that at some point, forgiveness has to occur. At some point, you have to accept that you are a good person, that you didn't do anything to deserve that. You didn't do anything. Now, again, if you did something, you got to ask for forgiveness for what you did because it works on both sides. But when it comes to abuse and things of that nature, molestation, rape, you know, you don't do anything to deserve those things. And if those things have happened to you, you definitely want to go somewhere where you can begin the healing process so you are not living a shadow of your life. You want to be able to live the life that you were meant to live, and you want to be able to give what you were meant to give, because we all have a purpose, we all have destiny, we all have a reason to exist, and that reason to exist has to be fulfilled by you. It can't be fulfilled by anyone else. So moving forward means I forgive, I embrace what has happened to me, and I look for the treasure that comes out of that. I look for the story that I'm able to share with other people so that I can help them overcome their issues, help them begin their healing process, help them, because that's what we are. We are helpers one to another. We're supposed to help one another. So had I not been able to come to grips with what I've gone through, I may not have been able to be on the radio talking about it, not dismissing it, not saying that it never happened, not in denial, but actually healed from it and able to move forward and able to give what God has given to me, able to share my testimony with someone else that can learn from it and hopefully begin to heal from their own tragedies, from their own life circumstances, from whatever has occurred in their lives that got them into low self-esteem, got them thinking that they are less than, got them thinking that they can't become that lawyer, that doctor, that preacher, you know, whatever it is that their destiny holds for them. And so when you start to look at things this way, when you start to really understand what's going on and the mindset of what the kind of mindset you should have, when you understand the kind of mindset you should have, then it's easier for you to begin the healing process. It's easier for you to be able to share your testimony, to be able to share your story. I like what I used to be a Mary Kay representative, and they talk about the I story. I want to know your I story. I want to know what you've survived, how you've survived it, and how I can take something from you that I can apply to my life, not become you, not emulate you, not copy you, but become who I'm supposed to come from the tips and from the lessons that you have learned. And then there's the other side of it where I always talk about it. I can learn from your lessons without making the same mistakes you've made. And so I'm out here talking about what I've gone through and how I've survived so other women won't have to take 30 years to get over it. They won't have to take 40 years to get over it. They won't have to even take 10 years to get over it. They can start to work on their process now. They can start, you know, especially young women, they don't have to wait till half their life is over with to be able to walk out their destiny and their purpose after a tragedy. They can begin the healing process and they can begin to live their life on purpose even quicker. And so learn from the lessons of others. Learn from the mistakes of others. Learn from the fears of others. Learn from the tragedies of others, and you can still apply that in your life. And so that's everything that I have for today. Hopefully you got something out of it. I want to talk again, talking about moving forward. How do you move forward? You got to let the healing process begin. You got to understand that, you know, one, you're not alone, and two, you're probably not the first one it's happened to. There are other people that have gone through what you've gone through, and maybe at different levels, but they've gone through what you've gone through, and the healing process can begin. Learn to embrace what is wrong and look for the treasure, and what did you get out of it? How did you become a better person having gone through what you've gone through? What lessons did you learn and things of that nature? And I think that once you can get that, once you can truly understand what I'm talking about and you can get past the tragedy of the, you know, because I'm not saying that what they did was right. I'm not saying that you have to, forgiving someone isn't saying they get away with it. Forgiving someone is saying that you let yourself out of your prison that you put yourself in. I used to be in prison and had myself so closed off and so locked off that I forgot who I truly was, and I began to be something that I was never meant and never made to be. And that was all because of fear, because I couldn't trust people, because I couldn't allow people into my life. So that healing process has to occur so you can be authentically who you are. And so that's what we're talking about, moving forward, not forgetting, not releasing and letting them get away with murder. We're not doing that. But we're saying if they never say they're sorry, if they never come to me and admit what they've done, I can still live my life and I can still be the woman or the man that God created me to be, and I don't have to settle for less. I don't. And what God does to them, that's between them and God. But I want God to smile upon me. I want God to bless me. And so I forgive them. I release them from trying to hate them and trying to seek my own revenge on them. I release them from that. They don't get away with it because God still knows, and he still, they what they've done, their actions will cause God to take action. It's just a simple fact. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so I give it to God, and I let God handle that, but I'm going to be the best me that I can be. I'm going to be the me that God created me to be, and I'm going to move forward. You be blessed. Be encouraged.